the former Cold War rivals. A U.S. health advisory panel is set Wednesday to review 6 reported cases of rare blood clots in women who received Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine one day after federal regulators paused the use of the shot to assess the issue. J&J's single-dose shot is less widely used across the country compared to the 185 million doses delivered by Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech's 2-shot vaccines, but has been seen as a critical option to expand protections to harder-to-reach populations. The European Commission has decided not to renew vaccine contracts next year with companies such as AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson, according to a daily Italian newspaper. The suspension of Johnson & Johnson's vaccine could delay efforts to inoculate most people in the European Union by more than 2 months, scientific information and analytics company Airfinity said. France will use Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine as planned, despite its suspension in the U.S., a government spokesman said Wednesday, adding France had received a first shipment of 200,000 doses. After what critics depicted as a slow start, authorities are aiming to speed up France's vaccination drive, with the target of 30 million people having received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine by mid-June. President Emmanuel Macron announced Wednesday France would offer free therapy sessions with a psychologist for children and adolescents whose mental health has been hurt by the COVID-19 pandemic. France's social security system will fully reimburse a total of 10 sessions with a psychologist for children between the ages of 3 and 17 years old. And Bernie Madoff, the mastermind behind the largest financial scam in history that unraveled during the 2008 economic crisis, died in jail Wednesday. He was 82. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.
It's VOA, VOA 1.
You came and you cut me loose. Was all the things. Clean Bandit with Zara Larsson, and that is called Symphony. Clean Bandit have had 3 number one songs in their catalog, and Zara Larsson has just released a new album called Poster Girl. You can check her out on my Border Crossings program. I'm Larry London, and coming up next, we've got Shawn Mendes featuring Justin Bieber. This is Monster on VOA 1, The Hits.
You put me on a pedestal and tell me I'm the best. Raise me up into the sky until I'm short of breath. Fill me up with confidence, I'll say what's in my chest. Fill my words and tear me down until there's nothing left. Rearrange the pieces just to fill me with the rest, yeah. But when the world put me on a pedestal, I had big dreams of doing shows and making memories. Making bad moves, trying to act cool, upset by their jealousy. Lifting me up, lifting me up. Turn me down, turn me down. Take responsibility for everything I've done. Holding it against me like you're the holy one. I had a chip on my shoulder, had to let it go. Keeps them in control. I came in with good intentions, then I let it go. And now I really wanna know what if I fall? Then I'm not a monster.
New music right here on VOA 1.
I'm
the new one from Ariana Grande, POV. And that's off her Positions album. I'm Larry London by your side on VOA 1. Thank you for tuning in to the program. Coming up next, we have the number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 this week. It's the first time for this group because they're a brand new group. Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars, who's been number one before. This is Leave the Door Open on VOA 1. Subsonic.
hits. VOA 1.
Oh,
Before that, we had BTS and Dynamite, and congratulations to BTS on reaching the 1 billion view mark on YouTube. The video has been viewed a billion times. Wow.